It is the Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's party station, and this is a throwback here because we used to catch a lot of the world according to Dollar, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and the boy is on the line right now. Man, what's a guan?
What's that guan freak?
You
gonna have people thinking I'm Jamaican out here.
No, you ain't Jamaican, man. Hey, now this is not just SK Dollar, the whole like teacher, the poet, author too, because the author of This Is Why You Not Married, which is still available on Amazon. So get out there and enjoy that. Now I wanted to talk to you because I've been out here pushing this whole rise of Zaddy and the decline of Daddy. And I saw you post something that I was like, yo, this is something that Freak Show needs to discuss. You put on your Facebook, we complain about the demasculization of men when it starts with women not giving a man his food first. Mm. Now, I remember back in the day. Now, we always talk about how things were back in the day. I remember back in the day, you couldn't eat your food before Daddy was served and had his first. That was the tradition.
Hmm.
And we've gotten away from that where manners or gentlemanly chivalry or whatever has got it.
Or feminism.
Feminism, yeah, you know. Like I told Dobby this morning, I said, it ain't nothing for me to come home and see my daughters and their mom eating, and I'm making me a plate to catch up.
Yeah, they're almost done.
Yeah, that ain't nothing to me. But you saying that, you know, this is a part of the bigger problem.
Women always say it's the little things, right?
It's the little things that he do that make me love him.
Well, it's the little things, such as me getting my plate first, that establishes the role and who I am in the household. So if I am the man, a man's house is supposed to be his castle, right? We doing kings and queens now.
Kings and queens.
Yeah. Well, could you imagine eating before King Henry? Your head would be on a chopping block before you made it anywhere. So you check this out. If I'm a child and I'm observing, what a child does is they observe the way mommy and daddy treat each other. So if I'm a child, the respect that I see my mother give to my father by something as simple as making, not allowing anyone to eat before he eats, that establishes just how much respect this man should get. Because I eat first, because if somebody comes through that door on some ignorance, guess who got to get up and put their life on the line first?
That's true. Meredith is smirking her lips right now, Dollar. Just let me let you know. Meredith is smirking her lips at you.
Let me wet them lips right quick. If we ever so happen to be on a boat that runs into an iceberg, then I don't want you to hear nothing about women and children first. If I got to sit there and stay in the ice while you lay on the door, then the least I could do
is get my plate first.
All right, listen here, Jack. You know what? I like to serve my man first if I can, but with the kids, I'd rather, to be honest with you, I'd rather shut them up and I'd rather give them food. That way that's put together. Then I can put a nice plate when everybody's quiet and things aren't crazy and give you your meal. It doesn't matter who's first.
It does matter. And you know who sees that? Kids. And this is my teacher hat going on. What you're indirectly teaching the kids is that if they throw enough of a temper tantrum or if they complain enough, they can always circumvent daddy.
And circumvent the system. And the system is that daddy is the provider and the protector and the king.
It's not a respect thing for me. It's kind of like...
It's not.
It's kind of like, I just spent an hour cooking you food. The kids are running around and they got to go to bed soon.
If they train to sit down and be quiet so we can get daddy...
Okay, tell a three-year-old to sit down and not get up.
It's a training.
I know. It's a process.
She said tell a three-year-old. I'm going to tell you to tell that three-year-old the same way my mama told me. That same spatula you flipping that chicken with is the same spatula that went upside your head and said, go wash it. Hey, with the hot grease on it and all, go wash your hands and sit down, and your daddy's going to be home in 20 minutes, and we going to eat.
Then
if the kids want to complain, when I sit down to eat, if my kids eating already, I would take Junior and push his face into place.
Yeah, then, man.
Then lift it back up. But listen to what I'm going to say to him, Doggy. I'm going to say, little man, did you buy any of this food? No, I did not. Okay. Did you cook any of this food? No, I did not. So why should you be the first one to eat? Because also, not only do I want my plate first, but nobody eats until mama sits down. So I get my plate first. Mama serves everybody if that's how your household runs. And then once we all sit down, nobody touches their food until mama sits down and she ready to eat too. Unless one of us say, y'all go ahead.
Or yes, that is. I like that, though. That's respectful.
There's a lot of respect and honor in that that we don't not necessarily doing these days.
That happened in my house last night.
Like,
I was like, I'm not sat yet.
In the words of Dollar, but y'all don't want to talk about us.
Dollar, somebody just texted in right now and said the reason men stop being served first at the table is because in this generation now, men do not live up to those standards being the head of the household.
Oh, okay, what
now,
you got?
Okay, now let's establish this. Head of the household does not mean money. Let's establish that. Because I could care less how much money my spouse makes, male or female, whatever you rock with. I could care less how much my spouse makes because my spouse will never dictate my lifestyle. My lifestyle will always be dictated by my income and what I can do. That, to me, defines a man. I can take care of myself. My job is to make sure Orlando that she has a car. Now, whether it's a Camry or a Lexus, that might be up to her.
There's a providing factor of this status. It's not just financial.
Yeah, and in my book, I say that I have a job as a man. Protect, provide, and profess. It's my job to teach. It's my job to protect. And it's my job to provide and make sure you have the bare necessities to live a decent life. All that extra stuff, that's something different. So if I'm doing those three things, I'm like, for example, whenever I go out, I open doors for my girl still to this day. I pull out chairs still to this day. That establishes for everybody who sees her how much she means to me and her value to me. And everybody always looking at me crazy, like, what I'm doing. I'm making sure that everybody around understands that. And if my son is around, because he's like two, whatever now, I make sure he sees that. And he ain't going to get in the car until she get in the car. Establish that respect so that as the kid grows up, these are the same traits that he's looking for. Same thing with my daughter. If I had a daughter, God forbid, but if I had a daughter, she will see how I treat her mother. She will see that I don't eat until her mom eats. She will see that after we done, I clean up the kitchen because she cooks. Even though I might have done whatever as a man, but my lady took the time to clean and make this meal for the family, then the family going to get up and clean up. We all going to clean up. You got homework. That's fine. You can finish it when you get done cleaning up. You just ate.
Yeah, these are lessons. These are valuable lessons. This is why we told you, we're putting you up on game. We got a lot of texts coming in where folks are saying they're feeling it, and other folks are saying that now this sounds a little chauvinistic, but...
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If it sounds chauvinistic, let you not do it to your man, and Keisha come over and give him his plate first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Keisha now moved up to the pole position right there.
We got a text and it says this dude is tripping. He's acting like he's living in the 50s. I can't.
Oh.
You better tell him to check my resume, Orlando. let me tell you this. Put it like this. Let me and Dobby go out on a date with both of our ladies. And I come around and I open the door for my girl and Dobby girl just standing there looking at Dobby because he already done got in the car. It don't mean nothing until it happened in front of you.
Right.
Or we do a dinner date at my house, and my girl brings me my plate, and then gives Dobby his plate. Dobby gonna look like this don't happen at my
house. Right. Yeah, this don't happen where I live.
Like, you got you one.
Yeah. Somebody just texted in. I love this guy. Hey, Dollar. Hey, man. I wanted to make sure I gave you the chance to get on here and represent this because, honestly, it's big talk. We're going to take it from here and see what these folks got to say.
One question quick, Orlando. Real,
go ahead.
Real quick. 30 seconds. Let's say you was a slim, sexy 25-year-old dude, right?
Yeah.
Who just came across $500 million a couple months ago, and you just decided to get engaged. And your name has to be Pat Mahomes. What you going to do about this prenup?
All right, now, that's a little different.
I'm going to make sure that it is written in big, big font so she can read it all. That's what I'm going to do. All right, the world according to Dollar.
Yeah,
Dollar,
good job, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Enjoy that breakfast, dog.
For sure.
Now, listen now. Okay. Now, listen, before y'all go off now, before we just immediately go off and say, you know, this is just man talk. Can we at least be real? This used to be the foundation of back in the day.
And speaking of that, we just got a text that says, I absolutely agree with this guy. Look at the divorce rate now versus years ago.
Okay.
Right. And years ago, when it was more defined and not as the way it was like a pecking order.
Right.
But just like he said, mom does those services for dad, and then dad gets up and does them for mom, and the people around, the minions, are watching.
Mm-hmm.
So they watch how you're supposed to respect daddy.
Right.
They watch how you're supposed to respect mom.
I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
But like nowadays, both people are working, and they don't get home till late,
right.
And the kids are running
but
around.
All of these are excuses by circumstance. We've allowed ourselves to become slaves to the dollar, the hustle, the grind, the kids' schedules. We've allowed ourselves to do that and get away from what was the golden year.
Which is you getting fed first? Is that what we're really talking about here? What is going on?
It's a simple.
We got to get through today, to get through the next day, to get through the weekend. We got homework to do. I mean, the house looks like crazy, but let me go ahead and feed you your plate first.
Somebody out of 863 just said, what's the name of the book again? His book is called This Is Why You Not Married. Now, it's strong. So, I mean, I've read the book and it's a good look.
A text out to 863 says, I always make my man's plate first. And if we have anyone at my house who is a man, I make their plates too.
Well, they're a guest. You want to do that just because
let me tell you, and this speaks to my poor dating. The entire time that I've dated people from college to my marriage,
mm-hmm.
I may have had, and I'm being generous because I don't remember exactly, I may have had 6 meals made for me.
Ever.
Ever? That's it?
Since college.
Dating.
To marriage.
Oh, my God.
So, like.
6.
What would happen?
Probably 6.
It was a restaurant every single
Restaurants,
time?
Restaurants, stuff like that.
Was that your decision? Like, you constantly was like, hey, let's go to a restaurant? Or you weren't dating women that cooked?
Honestly, it just hit me just now. Because, I mean, most of the people we were eating out. And, you know, like, I'm in town. I'm, like, rolling through restaurants and whatever.
Yeah.
So we were doing that. And plus, I wasn't living with anybody. So there was no, like, breakfast, dinners and stuff. You know what I'm saying? No. Very few times people invited me over to say, hey, I want to cook for you.
Oh, that's
and
the
like,
best.
You know what
that
I'm
is
saying?
The best.
That
and
is
like,
the best.
But I'm saying that it just, that speaks to that whole, we've sacrificed the gold for the hustle,
mm-hmm.
the ease, the running around, the moving, the doing whatever we're doing.
Were these girls that didn't cook on their own time, like when you weren't around, were they still just hitting fast food and hitting restaurants all the time? How did they fend for themselves?
I mean, yeah, pretty much. Just
really?
Moving around like that. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, like a lot of lunches and a lot of, ooh, girl, we going to this.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, but all of them. Like, I mean, it ain't just one. It's like, a good 4 or 5 of them. I ain't made me no meal.
Man.
That's crazy.
I remember my ex-girlfriend Sandy made me some chicken that I ain't eat because it looked real pink, and she was trying to tell me it was the seasoning.
Ooh.
And I was like, ain't nobody seasoning that close to it.
There's
the bone.
No pink
it
seasoning.
Ain't supposed to be pink up in the bone.
It's not Himalayan sea salt.
I was like, nah, this ain't looking right. You know, but yeah, but short of that, everybody else just really didn't do it a lot.
Oh,
you know what
man.
I'm saying?
That's
but
crazy.
I think people are texting in. They buying into this because they're like, yo, this is a difference. Maybe this is the difference that's messing up the family. The rise of Zaddy and the decline
of Daddy.
Of Daddy. This is making sense here.
Well, if I serve you first, you better not eat until I'm sat because I just cooked the entire meal.
I don't think, and that's why I said formal and chivalry because I don't eat before everybody gets their plate.
Because that's rude.
You can't.
Right.
But
I know people that do that.
Back in the day, there were men who did it. My father wouldn't do that. But he would get his plate first.
You can't wait extra 30 seconds to get everybody sat at the dinner table. That's just rude. You got to go ahead and just dig in.
You know what? And this is crazy, but like I remember when I was a kid and I came home from football practice and it was like the fried chicken was on, you know, on the stove. And I jumped in and took the breast and ate it and
It was the big piece. Yeah.
I took the piece that I wanted.
Right.
And that was the piece that she had reserved for my dad.
Because that's the biggest one.
And it was a little bit of an issue.
You violated.
Move to now where Pollo Tropical is the lick. I come home And I open up the chicken, and I look over at my daughter is killing the breast, like the big piece,
right.
Like the big white meat.
And she doesn't even
jump
know.
Off, and she don't, she got her AirPods in, she's like, what that? And I got this little bitty back.
Oh, damn.
You know, I'm like, I was like,
you never
damn,
even, she never
I
thought
got,
about it.
I'm like, I got mad heat when I took the wrong piece of chicken.
Yeah.
And she looked at me, and I look back at her, and I'm like, she's like, Daddy, did I take your piece? I'm like, no, sweetie, go ahead and enjoy.
Well, you don't want to take food from your kids.
No, no, you don't.
But,
you know what? The way Dollar said it, I should have mushed her face.
Yeah,
I should have mushed her face into the plate, according to Dollar.
Yeah, because it doesn't really matter what piece she gets. She just saw it probably first.
Right, she just grabbed that. She's like, ooh, this is a good piece.
Right, that's exactly. Totally different to a kid.
She wasn't thinking malicious, but, you know, I still should have mushed her in the face.
And next time it happens, and it will happen again, you better take a video of it.
We just got a text from the 727. I just had this conversation with my 21-year-old daughter. I'm tired of women making excuses. I'm an RN and I have 7 kids.
Oh, wow.
5 that I birthed, and she and 2 thanks to my fiance had custody of, so they live with us. You better believe the house is clean, the dinner is hot and ready when he comes home.
That's also important, making sure that the food is all ready at the same time.
One
no
of the
cold
most
food.
Important things.
Oh my God.
Even though you can't pop it in the microwave if something goes left.
It's don't even
same.
Make me tell that story.
What story?
It's not the
boy,
same.
But let me tell you, there are people out there who don't need to have food hot.
Who's that?
I have family members.
You don't like
I have family
hot
members
food?
That don't necessarily, it don't have to be piping hot.
Oh no.
Like it can, the display is out and it's beautiful. But then when you start clinking it to the plates, everybody hitting the microwave.
No. It's a talent to make sure that everything is hot and ready at the same time.
It's a talent, and
timers,
it's also
math,
a challenge. It's a real
cooking.
Challenge.
Yes,
it's a
it
challenge.
Is.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
It's a talent.
That's one of the most important things. Like from the pan to the plate.
The steam that comes up.
You got stuff on the warmers back there. Like you warming stuff and it ain't burning, so you're turning it.
Yeah. It's way too hot. You got to burn your mouth a couple times because you just want to bite into it.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't like that.
Not places I've been.
Can we order some food? I'm hungry.
I'm hungry now.
I'm starving.
I could partially agree with him. I'm 30 and been with my wife since high school. 1 kid, 1 on the way. Congratulations. She cooks, I clean it. I don't care about getting a plate first. My daughter gets wild when she gets hungry.
That's what I'm saying. As long, for me personally, I cook almost every night except for on the weekends. And I make sure that everybody's fed. And if the kid's acting wild, I really do want them to shut up. So I feed them first. But you best believe that my man gets the biggest piece of meat and he has something nice to eat and it's steaming hot.
I just really want everybody to understand, you don't have to adopt this in your household. But we have to acknowledge that the lessons that are in that. The mm-hmm. way he explained it is great. The kids are watching how mom treats dad.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are watching how dad treats mom. That, in turn, makes them start. Like, I knew how my dad respected my mom, so I couldn't do different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we grew up. And we are watching people, little people, grow up now with a little bit of a different swag.
Little attitude.
And we're wondering why. And we're like, well, it's the computers. Yeah. And it's the Netflix. Nah. It might be
the household
as simple as the delineation of family in the household.
You have to make each other a priority, even though you have kids.
Like they like, why can't I eat now? I want to eat. Because daddy hasn't sat down yet. He just got home. Let him go upstairs and clean up. We're going to eat together.
Yeah.
No. And you like, yeah, I need to give her the food to shut her up. And it's no, you got to teach her. Hey, the way we doing this, daddy got up early and left to keep these lights on.
I feel like that'll happen when she matures a little bit and I'll be more on board with what's happening. But I mean, in my household, getting the first plate is not that big of a deal.
He had a good point when he said, he was like, women are always talking about, it's like the little things that mean the most. And something like this is one of those little things that for some people, it might seem trivial, but like for a guy that just came home for work could really mean a lot.
Mm-hmm. It really would. It would. So I mean, and dudes won't say anything.
Right.
Because you daddy, you're supposed to be tough. You ain't supposed to bother with that, but it does matter.
Do you want the big piece of chicken?
Yeah,
I need the big piece of chicken and I want it steaming
hot.
You know what I'm saying? If I can get me some cauliflower marinade, touch that thing too. All right, man, make sure y'all check out the homie's book, man. He's the author of This Is Why You Not Married, and it's specifically in caps because it's grammatically correct.
Okay.
It's why you not married. It's on Amazon, man. It's SK Dollar. All right, we back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.